AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 3, Episode 17. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube at Inspirations by God Ministry. Please download, subscribe, like, comment, and tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blood scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your unconditional love. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for a roof over my head. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for allowing me to have food to be able to eat. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come and ask your Father God to look down upon each and every person who's being impacted by storms. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, by winter storms, oh God. Look down upon those who are being impacted by winter winds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Look down upon those who are homeless, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will allow them to seek shelter, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Look down upon every shelter, Father God. Look down upon every nonprofit organization, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I come and ask you, look down upon those who may live in an apartment, Father God, or a home, Father God, that needs proper heating, Father God. Maybe they have a roof over their head, Father God, but maybe their heating system is not working, Father God. Lord God, I pray for each and every person, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will be their warmth, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will be their shelter in a time of storm, oh God. I pray that you will be their heat, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, look down upon those who may have a disconnection notice, Father God, and they're stressed out not knowing how they're going to be able to pay their electrical bill or maybe pay their gas bill, Father God. Maybe, Father God, they have an eviction notice, oh God, and they're afraid. They don't know where they're going to go. They don't know where their family is going to go, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, maybe someone's vehicle is about to get repossessed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will allow each and every person, Father God, that is going through something on today to remember, Father God, 1 Corinthians 1 and 9, Father God, that it says that you are faithful, Father God, that you are faithful, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Allow us to remember that you are faithful, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow us to remember that you will never fail us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Allow us to remember, Father God, that we don't have to fear, Father God, that we don't have to be dismayed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for you will never fail us or forsake us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You will never abandon us, Father God. You will never turn your back on us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to know, Father God, we can take comfort in you. We can take comfort in your word, Father God, for the word of God will never fail us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, allow us to know that you are the answer to every problem, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you are the solution to every issue, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to look down upon those who are worried, oh God. Remember, allow them to remember, Father God, that you did not create us to worry, Father God, but you created us to have faith in you, oh God. So help us to have faith in you on today. Help us to trust you on today. Help us to believe in you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to believe at a higher level, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to stay at the same level, Father God, with our faith. Help us not to stay at the same level, Father God, with trusting you. Help us not to stay at the same level with believing you, Father God, but help us, Father God, to believe higher, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to believe on you for the impossible, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For what's impossible with us, Father God, is possible with you, Father God, because all things are possible, Father God, to those who believe. So help us to believe on today, Father God, that you can do the impossible, Father God. Help us to believe on today, Father God, that you can bless us with that position, Father God, even though we may not have a bachelor's degree, even though we may not have a master's degree, even though we may not have a PhD, Father God, but you have a way, Father God, for giving us the expertise that we need, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, someone may not have the credit, Father God. They may not have the down payment for the house, Father God, but Lord God, you are all that we need. Jesus paid it all on a cross, Father God, and because Jesus paid it all, Father God, we know that we have freedom in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all we have to do is ask, Father God, and not ask amiss, Father God, not ask doubting, Father God, not asking you in fear, Father God, but ask you by faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to step in, Father God. Father God, we need you to step into our situations, Father God. We need you to step into our mortgage, Father God. You don't have to give us a mortgage, Father God. You can allow someone to give us a house, Father God, fully paid for, Father God, taxes paid for 5 to 10 years, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That's the kind of God that we serve. We serve a God that's bigger than every galaxy put together. Father God, the sky is not the limit because you don't stop at the sky, Father God. You are the limit, oh God, and you are unlimited, Father God. We have unlimited favor in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We have unlimited grace in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father God, while we are on earth, oh God, help us to tap into your unlimited favor. While we're still here on earth, oh God, help us to tap into your unlimited mercy and your unlimited grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to tap in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, before the well runs dry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, Father God, for each and every person that you will make a way for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for hope, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for joy. I pray for love. I pray for compassion, Father God. I pray for strength. I pray for endurance. I pray for steadfastness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray that you will continue to equip us, Father God. Continue to give us the spirit of discernment, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us, Father God, to do the things that you have called us to do. Help us to do it according to the way you have told us to do it, Father God. It doesn't matter what anyone else says, Father God. It could be the bishop, the apostle. It could be the pastor, Father God, telling us not to do something, Father God. But if we know, Father God, that you have told us to do it, Father God, we have to be obedient to you, oh God. Because at the end of the day, we have to give an account to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I just pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, for every new believer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for all those who are starting to read their Bibles, Father God, that you will give a spiritual discernment, that you will give a spiritual understanding of your holy scripture, Father God. Help us, Father God, not to take your word out of context, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to have holy understanding, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give us the understanding, Father God, that even commentaries can't give us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I just pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will help us to be strong in you, Father God. Help us to continue to seek after you, to continue to surrender all to you. Help us to yield our will unto thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us, Father God, on today. Keep us strengthened, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, send down your spirit, rain rain down your spirit upon us, oh God. Rain down your blessings upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray for each and every soul, Father God. I pray for those who are crying out to you, Father God. I pray for those who are crying out, holy, holy, holy. I pray for those who are crying out, Abba, Father. I pray for those that's calling not Jehovah. I pray for those that's calling out El Shaddai. I pray for those who are calling out Elohim. I pray for those that's calling out Jesus. Lord God, hear our prayer on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Save souls on today. Save minds. Save families, Father God. Save marriages, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, look down upon those children, Father God, who were shot, Father God, in California, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, look down upon every child, Father God, at St. Jude, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remember every child at Shriners Hospital, Father God. Every child at A.R. DuPont Hospital, Father God. Every child that's, every baby that's in the NICU, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, look down upon every pregnant woman, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you will cover them in the blood. Cover that baby in the blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Provide everything that woman needs, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And that, if that woman's addicted to smoking, drinking, Father God, getting high, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will deliver that woman, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that those drugs and alcohol, Father God, will not tarnish the baby, Father God. It will not impact and affect the baby, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you for strength. I thank you for love. I thank you for guidance. I thank you for protection, Lord God. Lord God, you are mighty. You are good. You are wonderful. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I glorify you, oh God. For you are good, oh God. Your mercies endure forever, Lord God. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I bless your holy name, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you and God bless you. May heaven smile upon you is my prayer. God bless you.